a track called Kids. Do it for the kids on a Thursday, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. And quite appropriate because we're heading into a special interview moment right now on the morning show. It's your local station, Radio Life and Style. And speaking about doing it for the kids, there's an organization that has been going for, if I'm not mistaken, over a decade now on the Dolphin Coast. And if you are a recent arrival, or if you've been distracted by whatever else is happening in your life, you might not know the name. ADCA, A-D-C-A. What does it stand for? Against Drugs and Child Abuse. It's a sensational organization. It's got a really important mission and message. And the man who started this thing some 11 years ago is in the studio with me this morning. Rex Hunt is back in the house. And Rex, you were one of the first voices on this radio station way back when. Great to have you back here in 2024 on a Thursday morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Morning, Mike. Thanks very much. And morning to the Dolphin Coast community and anyone out there that's listening. Yeah, it's great to be here, Mike. It's great to be here. And just want to thank Radio Life and Style for all the support over the years that they've given this little organization.
Well, look, for those that are a little bit in the dark and are wondering what ADCA is all about, set the scene for us and explain what your NPO mission and vision is.
Thanks, Mike. I like what you said, people in the dark. That's exactly what it is.
Sure.
People living in a dark sort of world, and I bring them some light and bring them some hope, because there's always hope.
Yeah.
So ADCA Against Drugs and Child Abuse was founded about 11 years ago. It's a non-profit organization and a public beneficiary organization. And I have a center in Mhlali behind Ringside Boxing.
Yes.
And that's a place where people can come and get help and get some hope. It's a place of no judgment. And it's a really family-orientated place. When I say family, not everyone brings a family, but people become a family.
Okay.
People start to love each other and trust each other. And so I operate a whole different form of things from there.
And for those that are wondering about the actual offering, is it a 7-day a week kind of thing? Do you have particular days of the week where folks meet up? How does it, as far as the ADCA offering work?
Yeah, so Mike, just a little bit first on myself, what I do offer. I'm a addiction recovery specialist coach. So I coach people out of what we call a culture of addiction into a culture of recovery, because it becomes a new lifestyle.
Okay.
It becomes a whole different way of living, and it becomes a way that we're actually meant to live. So I coach them through that in different ways. There's one-on-one coaching, which is just myself and the person that I'm helping get into recovery. And then there's group therapy sessions as well. So those group therapy sessions happen on a Monday night, and then I have a program, an outpatients program, that I run on a Wednesday and a Thursday night consecutively.
Amazing.
And during the day of the week, all the time in the day, I'm open and doing one-on-one coaching sessions. Sometimes I do a small group session during the week in the daytime, for supporters. Those are people that are supporting someone in recovery because they need it as much as the person in recovery.
This is, yeah, the thing, and often that's there's no focus on that. But obviously you have seen and been part of some amazing stories of transformation. And in fact, alongside you in the studio this morning, we happen to have a man who has walked his own path and come out of that dark place that you talk about, Rex. And Joe joins us on the microphone as well to tell a little bit of his story. And Joe, welcome to the Thursday morning microphone. How are you doing, my friend?
Thank you, Mark. Good morning to yourself and all the listeners out there.
It's great to have you. And you've got quite a story to tell, I believe.
Yes, Mark. Just briefly, if I could run through it. ADCA was introduced to me by a good friend of mine in early 2022. I've had the honor of attending an ADCA course with Rex and found it incredibly empowering for my personal journey in life.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that I was searching for a better life without the use of alcohol in it. I met Rex, who runs the program, and I was blown away by his absolute commitment and dedication to ADCA, also to the people who walk through the ADCA doors. I have been witness to and sometimes part of radical change to people's lives that have taken a 360-degree turn for the better at ADCA. To add to this, ATCA creates a warm, friendly, safe atmosphere and equips one with the tools to achieve freedom, emotional balance, and harmony in one's life. Also, keeping in mind that confidentiality is number one at ATCA. I have felt the calling to assist, I call him T-Rex, for a good reason, with his passion to help people who are hopeless and have nowhere to turn to. I have started a backup buddy fundraiser to assist ATCA to one day in the near future be able to build a much needed safe house for women in our area and surrounds. Please support this initiative if you're able to. On the backup buddy line, it is called Sober and Safe House.
Awesome stuff. So that's live right now, that backup buddy page.
Correct. It's been operational since yesterday.
That's fantastic. So there's one way that you can jump on board and support the ADCA mission. Rex, are there other ways that folks can get involved and support you in providing this really important service?
Yeah, Mike, there's several ways that people can. And one of the biggest ways is that if someone knows someone who needs recovery, be it a family member, a good friend, or something like that, there's a way to support, and that's actually to get that person to me, to make the first contact with me. And quite often we find the people that are needing recovery, admittedly they've wasted a lot of their own finances, but why should we hold that against them? And so a person may be able to sponsor them onto my program, or two or three people adopt someone and sponsor them onto the program. And that's quite easy to do, because all my bank details and everything are all on my website. There's a sponsorship page there. Everything is on there. It's quite simple if people want to get involved. Obviously, I'd need to find out who it is, just purely because I can thank them and honor them for that. That's if the person doesn't want to stay anonymous. There's also other ways to support. Just simple things, Mike. You know, you obviously pay rent here. We all pay rent to someone. It's not our own place.
Yeah.
And just, you know, if an organization or something like that could actually pick up the rent for a couple of months for me, it'll take massive, massive financial pressure off me. But this is a faith walk, Mike. I haven't pulled a salary for 4 years.
Wow.
But I love the faith walk, and with passion, as my friend here just said, we just keep going, you know. And just to see families reunited, to see a person who was broken and lost and giving up life and even suicidal, Mike, you know, at the brink. And I've had that. People phone me and say, listen, I'm going to commit suicide now. I just can't do this. And then they're flourishing and working a year and a half later and doing well and being such a key member of society. And we're not talking about guys at the robots. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people in our society, people who stop outside this very radio station and look through the window, and you'd think, oh,
yeah,
that looks like a very happy person. But inside, they're smashed. They really are. So we're talking about our business people in our town, our children from our schools, the teachers, the doctors, anyone, you know, because unfortunately addiction is cunning, baffling, and powerful, and it doesn't go around choosing someone.
It doesn't discriminate.
Not at all. Yeah, it knocks on your door when anyone knocks on the door, and unfortunately some people have made wrong choices and they've opened the door, you know. Let's not blame them for that.
Well, listen, for those that do want to reach out and get in touch, what's the smartest portal? What's the website address, and where are all the contact details up there?
Yeah, Mike, it's up there. It's on www.adca.co.za. It's all on the website. ADCA's got a Facebook page as well. For those that like Facebook, I'm not very good at that. it's apparently has one of those. What are those other things that we use? The young people use. What's it called?
What's the other platform? Instagram.
Instagram.
There
oh,
you
I
go.
See.
There you go.
I was just seeing if my friend Joe would know, but he's older than me. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Correct.
Instagram's there, but I'm not very active on that. Yeah, and also just the way people could support. You know, there may be someone out there that's got a bit of time on their hands and would like to sort of manage a Facebook page, an Instagram page and stuff like that, and do promotions.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Amazing.
That would be great.
And Joe, from your side, are there any words or any message you'd like to leave our listeners with, following what Rex has just said?
Yeah, coming back to the backup buddy that I've set up, as I said from yesterday, please, people, if you can, please support this. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've felt it inside, outside. This is a great cause, and I urge you, if you are able to and in a position to please support this. This is great. Thank you, everyone.
There you go. Thank you, Joe, for giving your testimony, your story. And Rex, for the work that you're doing, we salute you, man. And onward and upward, we know there's good hearts on the Dolphin Coast. And for anyone who's listening to this, hearing the message and feeling moved in this direction, I really urge you to check out the website. That's adca.co.za, adca.co.za. And Joe, you got one more thing you want to say?
If I could just repeat the name on the backer buddy.
Yes.
It's Sober and Safe House.
Sober and Safe House. If you search for that on the backer buddy portal, or online portal, just Google backer buddy. It'll take you right through to the main page. And search for Sober and Safe House if you want to contribute towards that fundraiser and that initiative in support of ADCA, the non-profit organization and ray of light that it is. And in the studio with me, Joe, who you've just heard, and Rex Hunt, founder of ADCA. Guys, thanks for coming into the studio this Thursday morning and for lifting the lid and giving us a little peek at the incredible work that you're doing.
Good. Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for promoting this and promoting hope. And guys that's listening out there, don't give up. Okay. Yeah. Well, life is worth it. I can promise you life is worth it. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Bringing you back to the music.